So he came to me and demanded police protection, which, of course, I had to give him under the law.
Certainly.
But I thought I handled the problem quite well.
Oh, how was that?
Well, I assigned him 40 Jewish policemen and a Jewish sergeant.
That was a good story.
Yes, yes.
Now, you were born just prior to the Civil War, Mr. President, as you know, of course. Do you have any particular memories of that period?
Well, I was just a boy, 6 or 7 at the time, but, I was aware of what was going on, you see. Now, my father was a merchant and collector of the port of New York City and was quite involved in the Union cause. Now, what's interesting is that my mother, a charming and gracious woman, Martha Bullock, was born in Roswell, Georgia, and she was an avid sympathizer of the Confederate cause.
Ah.
As a matter of fact, her brother was an admiral in the Confederate Navy.
I see. So then you experienced the disagreements of the Civil War right in your own home.
Yes, well, during the Civil War, we were living on 20th Street in Lower Manhattan, and we had a balcony in front of our second floor window. And I remember one afternoon, my mother draping the Confederate flag over the balcony railing, much to the chagrin of my father and the shouting, fist-waving crowd down below.
My goodness.
She caused a near riot. But one must admit she did have spirit.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of spirit, Mr. President, in just a moment here, we're going to be bringing out that very exciting lady, Queen Cleopatra of ancient Egypt. I don't suppose she'll intimidate you.
Oh, goodness, no. Fascinating woman.
Indeed, yes.
I must ask her what she thinks about the subject you're all talking about today.
Oh, what's that?